Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the NCAA Week 8 matchup between the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets and the Virginia Cavaliers, it's our host with the most, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking some ACC football this upcoming Thursday night. Yes, you heard me right. It is going to be a Thursday night ball game between these two teams. So you get your college fix a little bit earlier in the week. Two good teams here going at it for ACC supremacy. I can't wait to see who's going to get the big win in this one.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching us live or listening to our podcast, thank you. It's because of you that we're able to grow every single week. So hit the notification bell, subscribe to us over on YouTube or on Facebook, make sure that you follow us, and then over on the podcast, make sure that you hit the subscribe button or the follow button and hit that notification bell so that we can give you all of our amazing coverage week after week and day after day. So that's just amazing. And of course, we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, so Georgia Tech is in our heart. But Mr. Logan Landers, tell us, what do we have to look forward to from this matchup?
Yeah, man, let's talk about this. Georgia Tech, they've been on a nice little run here recently after having a new head coach, getting rid of their old one, and having interim head coach Brent Key come in, do a really good job. Georgia Tech's now won two in a row, so that is now a winning streak. This past week, got the big win over Duke. Close ball game, 23-20, gave the Blue Devils just their second loss on the season, and that moved the Yellow Jackets to 500 on the year with a 3-3 record. Won it in overtime, so a lot of flair for dramatic, but they got it done. On the ball game, quarterback Jeff Sims, 23-34 passing, 227 yards, 6.7 average, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, had a good day overall. Sims was also not done, though. He led the way, led that charge in terms of rushing as well. 17 carries for 95 yards. Behind him was Hassan Hall, who ran also 17 times, but only for 70 yards. So Jeff Sims was a one-man show on offense outside of his receiving corps, led by Nate McCollum, led the way 8 grabs for 101 yards and got in the end zone once, as well as Leo Blackburn. He had 3 catches for 49 yards, but also hit Pater and got in for 6. No fumbles for the Yellow Jackets. The defense held their own, shut out Duke in the first quarter and also in overtime as well. Ayindi Ile led the way with 9 tackles on the day. They had 3 sacks as a team. Good to see there. Kyle Kennard led the way with only 1 of those, and there was a bunch of half sacks from a lot of team tackling. You like to see that. A lot of guys getting to the opposing QB. 5 passes defended and also 5 quarterback hurries, and also chalk up an interception to KJ Wallace. So overall, a dominant good win here for Georgia Tech. A nice overtime thriller, and a win is a win. Like I said, put them at 500 on the season. Now let's talk about these Virginia Cavaliers. Lost a tough one to Louisville, 34-17. Now, I will say about Virginia, they have struggled to put up points in this young season so far. Only hit over 20 points just once, and that was all the way back in week 1, Jeremiah, when they beat Richmond 34-17. Other than that, they have struggled. They've lost 3 in a row, put up 20 points or less in all of those three ball games. And like I said, against Louisville, just could not get it going. Shut out in the second and the fourth quarter, just couldn't get it done. But let's talk about these Cavaliers, what they did, what they can improve on. Brennan Armstrong had a decent day, right? 24 or 34 passing, over 300 yards, 9.2 average, one touchdown, but he did have two interceptions, just could not get that turnover away, and that struggled, hurt the Cavaliers in the end. The running game, nothing to speak of. And when I say that, there is not much to at all. 25 carries as a team for 6 yards. A whopping 0.2 average. They get in the end zone, though, did Brennan Armstrong. So he got it done, even though the team just could not run the ball to save their lives. Hey, he still got in the end zone. For the receiving corps, leading the way was Keaton Thompson. 9 catches for 98 yards, 10.9 average. Good day for him, with Dontavian Wicks behind him. 4 grabs for 69 yards and got in the end zone. Now, Armstrong also did fumble the ball, so you can chalk that up for another turnover he had along with those interceptions. So just a little bit of a rough day for him. As for the defense, like I said, bit of a rough day. They shut him out in the first, but other than that, Louisville just kept scoring and kept scoring each and every other quarter. Nick Jackson led the way with 11 tackles for his squad, with James Jackson behind him with 8. No sacks for the Cavaliers. Got to improve that this upcoming week. 4 pass defender, but they did have 2 interceptions thanks to Antonio Cleary and Anthony Johnson. So some good to look at, some bad to look at. But overall, looking at this game, right, looking at these two teams in the ACC, Georgia Tech, like I said, they're right there, right? They're looking better. They're getting things rolling right at 500. Virginia, they're on the downward slide of things right now, hoping to get back in the win column after a few weeks away. But, Jeremiah, I can't bet against the Yellow Jackets, man. I got to go with the hot hand right now. So I'm going to go with the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, getting the win on this one. Bit of a lower scoring affair, but they are going to get the W nonetheless. Give me Georgia Tech 28 and give me Virginia 17 as my final score in this Thursday night college game preview. It's going to be a great matchup.
That's awesome. And, you know, we're always on the edge of our seat whenever Georgia Tech is playing here in Atlanta. So, yeah, that's going to be an intense matchup. Well, for all of our Georgia Tech fans and all of our Virginia fans, we want to hear from you. Please put in the comments what you think will happen during this matchup. Do you think that Virginia can pull it out? Do you think that Georgia Tech has the edge? It's time to tell us. Put the money where your mouth is. Put it in the comments and tell us what are the keys to the game for each of these fandoms. And we would love to hear from you on YouTube or Facebook for that. And if you are listening to our podcast, first off, thank you. But if you're not, come on over and join us. We love our podcast listeners. I personally listen over on Spotify. Pull out my Spotify app, go to search, type in 100 yards of football. You'll see us pop up with our football on the 50-yard line there, sponsored by the Believe Podcast Network. Well, if you also love to listen on different podcast or radio streaming networks, such as Apple, you can jump over there, you can subscribe, you can leave us a quick review that just says, hey, I listened to the show, love it, wish you'd change this. Whatever you want to say, we want to hear from you. So you can do that over on Apple Podcasts. Or if you just love to stream internet radio, you can listen on iHeartRadio, Amazon, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, and so many other amazing streaming platforms for our podcast. We are there for you wherever you like to listen. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that NCAA Week 8 coverage between the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets and the Virginia Cavaliers. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode right after this.
Let's find out what Jeremiah Long and Logan Landers have to say about the next game preview.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about this week's NCAA matchup between Kansas and Baylor is our host with the most, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's up, Jeremiah? Talking some amazing college football here between two schools who people primarily think about with basketball. They're two great programs, but we're here talking about it on the gridiron. They got a great game this upcoming week.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching our show or listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you. You sharing with your friends, family, colleagues about our show, 100 Yards of Football, is the reason we grow every single week. So make sure you hit the like, subscribe, and the notification bell. And if you're over on our podcast, give us a little review, you know, and give us a little thumbs up, or give us some, you know, creative expression of how you feel about the show. And it could be as simple as, hey guys, I'm watching the show, full send. And, you know, we appreciate that so much, and it helps us to grow here at 100 Yards of Football. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, it's week 8, Kansas City Jayhawks, Baylor Bears. What do we have to look forward to from this matchup?
Let's talk about it. In the battle of the Big 12, Kansas right now currently sitting at a record of 5-2. Meanwhile, Baylor are at 500 with a 3-3 record. This past week, Kansas went up against Oklahoma, a game I predicted and one I got very wrong. But hey, that is just the nature of the game. Sometimes you get it dead on, sometimes you're off by a mile, and I was off by a mile on this one. I thought Kansas was going to win big. Not the case. They lost to the Oklahoma Boomer Sooners by a score of 52-49. So Oklahoma went from the week prior not scoring any points to scoring 52. Don't you just love the nature of college football, Jeremiah? It just really, it changes every week. You never know what to expect. But in the game against Oklahoma, the Jayhawks, like I said, they put up a good fight. They scored 42 points. That's going to win you a lot of ball games. But that was not the case against Oklahoma. In the ball game, quarterback Jason Bean, 16-27, 265 yards throwing, 9.8 average, 4 touchdowns, but he did have issues with keeping the pocket clean, with giving away turnovers. He had 2 interceptions on the day that hurt him. The running game, decent overall, could maybe got a little bit more, but overall not too bad. Devin Neal, the running back, 12 carries for 84 yards, a 7.0 average, got in the end zone once. And also the quarterback, Jason Bean, not afraid to get it up the legs either, 10 rushes for 41. On the receiving corps, 2 guys really stood out. Lawrence Arnold was the first, 5 catches for 113 yards, averaged 22.6 per catch. He was definitely the deep threat all day, also had 2 touchdowns. And the other guy we can't forget about, Mason Fairchild, led the way with 6 catches, and right behind Arnold with 106 yards, a 17.7 average. Also not to be outdone, he got in the end zone twice. Now, the defense is what really hurt this team against Oklahoma, right? They gave up over 400 yards passing, close to 300 yards running, so they just could not get much going at all. They couldn't stop that high-powered Sooner offense. But leading the way in terms of tackles was Kenny Logan, 14 overall to lead the team. Where they struggled, though, only 1 sack on the ball game. Give that one to Craig Young. 3 tackles for loss, only 2 passes defended. Kenny Logan also got an interception. But in the end, man, whenever Oklahoma came out the gates just ready to go, right, 14 points in the first, 21 points in the second, 14 in the third, they shut them down in the third, only gave out 3 points. But by that time, it was already a ball game. It was a closed case, and Kansas took the loss in that one, like I said, having their record fall to 5-2. Meanwhile, this past week for Baylor, their luck didn't get much better at all. This is also their second loss in a row, along with Kansas. And Baylor lost to West Virginia, the Mountaineers, 43-40 in a very, very close ball game. Obviously, you know, just won by a field goal at the very end with less than a minute to play. So West Virginia pulled it out, and a tough, tough loss for the Baylor Bears. But in that game, quarterback Blake Shapen did get banged up a little bit, left the game for a little while with a head injury. It looked like he's going to be fine to go for next week. But in the game, 14-22 passing, 326 yards. A 14.8 average, so he was definitely airing that ball out. 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. He had a phenomenal day. Kyron Drones, the backup, came in, did a nice job also, 7-14, right at 50% for 95 yards. Had a touchdown, 1 interception, but overall not too bad for a role that he wasn't expecting to fill in the ball game. The running game, a lot of guys got a lot of touches. Richard Reese led the way with 13 carries for 57 yards. And a 4.4 average. As a team, they ran it 35 times for 169 yards and 2 scores, those coming from Qualen Jones and Ben Sims. The top receiver was one you can definitely look at on a stat sheet, and he just stands out to you. That goes to Gavin Holmes. Holmes had 7 catches, 210 yards, 30.0 average. I had to make sure that was correct, and it is. Had a touchdown. And behind him was Drake Dabney doing his best, right? Five catches, which is close, but only 66 yards. So there was really just one guy they were looking at to get things done. And a great game for Gavin Holmes. The defense, like I said, they struggled a little bit, gave up over 40 points. Dylan Doyle led the way with 10 tackles on the way. But somewhere they also struggled along with Kansas. They didn't have any sacks in the ballgame. You got to get some pressure on the QB. You got to get some tackles for loss. They had only four as a team. They had one interception thanks to Dylan Doyle. But overall, like I said, the end, last-minute field goal with less than a minute to play, just a heartbreaking loss. So looking at this game this upcoming week here, this following Saturday, two teams who are coming off two back-to-back weeks of losing. So someone's going to break their dry spell. Someone's going to get the win this upcoming week. And I'm going to give this W to the Kansas Jayhawks. I predicted them to win last week. I'm going to rock with them again. Let's see if my prediction comes true and if they can get it done. So I'm going to go with Kansas getting the win in this one, 34, and Baylor, 28. It's going to be a high-powered, high-offensive matchup between these two Big 12 teams who struggled with the defense a little bit last week. I can see that continuing over into this game in a high-scoring affair. But overall, Jeremiah, I'm going with the Jayhawks to win this upcoming ball game.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
That is what's up. The Jayhawks need to do their thing. We also want to see if Baylor can, continue to grow. These, like you said, these are teams that are traditionally associated with basketball, but, we love our college football. So we want to see it grow. We want to see each of these teams start to grow to prominence in their own way. So thank you so much for everyone watching. What do you think? What do you think the final score will be? And what do you think the keys to the game are for Kansas or for Baylor? Put it in the comments over on YouTube or over on Facebook. If you're listening to us on our podcast, though, thank you. And if you're not listening to us, come and join us on our podcast. Our podcast is 100 Yards of Football, just like on our video version. And you can listen on Spotify, which is the way that I usually listen, or you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Google. If you have an Android phone, that's a real easy way. You can just go over and pull up your Google Podcast, or you can even just Google 100 Yards of Football Podcast, and it'll pop up with the Google link. But you can also listen to any of your other favorite podcast radio stations, such as iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Amazon, Overcast, and more. We are here on every platform. We put out new podcasts pretty much every day, and it's the heart of the football season. We got your back. Mr. Logan Landers is going to be coming with the most informative things about football that you can imagine, including our game previews, but also our other host, Mr. Vincent Turner and Mr. Bobby Butler, will be coming with that heat with individual episodes about our history specials, interviews with classic players, and more. We do a lot of great things over at 100 Yards of Football. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that NCAA Week 8 preview of the Kansas City Jayhawks, or the Kansas Jayhawks, versus the Baylor Bears. And we will be right back with another live episode right after this. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.